I have to go highest and best, and that's a commercial lot. I mean, where it sits, that's the highest, best use.
What's on past that? I was trying to think, is that where they, I think the hotel's farther down there on the end of Bee Creek?
It's not a hotel even. This is right there when you're right
talking
at
about,
the interchange.
But it's north of Connell's building?
No, it's south.
No, it's between the high school and Connell. It's this little section right here. Here's the high school. There's the Connell building up there.
Oh, you Marl High School, you mean?
Yeah. Go Sorry.
Ahead. Yeah.
Yeah. So that's...
Oh, it's before Connell. Is that...
So you take this road to go up to Connell and the dentist office
isn't
right
that
there.
A big,
I think it's a big ravine, though, isn't it?
It's a big ravine, isn't it? That pretty... I'm thinking that it is.
A nice commercial piece.
I think it's a ravine.
I don't know how buildable that lot would be.
Live on Bee Creek.
Well, you should be able to even on Google Maps just go down to the street view and look.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
I actually thought the state owned that.
No, they just
okay. What's the valuation? I mean, what did you use to? Compare that to.
We've got them at $3 a square foot. That's where he came up to $418,000. And again, on his form, we haven't overvalued him because he himself signed the form and said he paid $900 something. So
when was it purchased? Or is there gripe not about valuation, or are they?
Okay, I see what the issue is. So he actually owns the property right next to it, and that land evaluation is $20,000. So there's a huge disconnect with a little road in between, between the value of that 4 acres and the value of this acreage.
Okay, so why is that?
You're just saying on the with the road, because it's not really buildable for a...
See, you know,
let me pull this.
This is the other lot. So this is the one in question. This one is valued at $20,000, appraised value, versus this one on this side.
Okay, wait a second. Go down. That's the on-ramp, and then you go down to Bee Creek.
There's the school.
Okay, I was looking at that one. That one's the one that's the ravine. This one may not, I guess. Yeah, I think that's where I thought the ravine was, right there, going down Bee Creek. Is it going down? Well, maybe that's not.
It's still
it goes down to the, where's the creek? Creek goes right under, yeah, there's Cozy Cove, there's the creek right there. It's right there. Yeah, that's a pretty big value difference. I think that's probably what we're getting ready to hear.
Yep.
So you're talking about the on the other side of the road where it's like 12 cents?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, something like that. Apparently he owns both.
Yes. That section to the right of what's up on the screen.
All right, why don't I try to see if these people in Burlington, Iowa can take up theirs. Earlier it's a Point Royale unit. BOE 334.
Okay.
Nope, I've messed that up.
At the tone, please record your message.
Yes, that was short.
When you finish recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options.
Dennis, this is David Akers with the Taney County Board of Equalization. We have a teleconference this afternoon, but I was hoping that you could take this matter up early. If you could, call down to the Taney County Clerk's office and let us know if there's a time we could call you earlier so that we can get this one resolved. Thank you. I'm sorry, guys. Short recess.